Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Atlanta, Georgia, on Saturday, July 20th, to Ocean's 13. Last Wednesday, after the Doug Loves Movies taping in San Diego at the American Comedy Company, I did a stand-up show with special guests. Brian Posehn was there. He's doing two shows there tonight, I believe, so go see him if you're not already planning to see Patton Oswalt or the Nerdist taping. And speaking of Nerdist, Matt Myra was also there, and he played the Leonard Maltin game against audience members, and I will share the audio of that with you in just moments. During said stand-up show, I ate one quarter of a medicated cupcake that was given to me by a nice lady named Cindy. How could she know I don't like walnuts? The next night, I got to go to the World's End party at the Hard Rock Hotel in downtown Sandy D. I cannot wait until you guys see Edgar Wright's new movie, the final chapter of the Cornetto trilogy. I loved it, and I can't wait to see it again myself. And at the party, I got a renewed pledge from Edgar and Simon Pegg and my new best friend, Nick Frost, that they will be doing Doug Loves Movies together sometime soon. Yesterday, I flew here to ATL because today I'm going to see 311 in Cypress Hill, and I am psyched! Who's got the herb? Tomorrow's Doug Loves Movies at the Punchline in Atlanta is sold out, and I tried to get great guests who are in Atlanta making awesome movies and TV shows, but my timing is shitty because they're all at Comic-Con. But I do have some great funny friends who are going to come by, and we're going to have a wonderful time in the zombie barn. And don't say, why didn't you get Cypress Hill or the 311 dudes? Because their Unity tour has to move on to another city. Speaking of other cities, St. Louis. We're bringing Dining with Doug and Karen and Doug Loves Movies to the Firebird on September 14th. Separate admission for both, but come to both if you like to eat and if you like movies. Milwaukee. I'm doing stand-up at the Turner Hall Ballroom on Sunday, September 15th. And Ontario, California. Come see me do stand-up with my palm-striking friend Graham Elwood this Wednesday, July 24th, at the Improv at Ontario Mills Mall. Maybe Paul Blart will do a guest set. And now, Leonard Maltin game from San Diego. Enjoy. Hey, everybody in San Diego, Comedy American. American Comedy Company is where we're at. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Yeah. Let's do it. anybody in the audience feel like they could challenge?
Well, that was a very aggressive
right here.
Do you like food that has weed in it?
Sure.
Because that's the prize tonight. Is I'm gonna keep the one I ate part of, but I'll give you this other one.
This guy looks way straight edge. I don't care.
I love how I say to the audience, like, can we just skip the letter ball game? And they're like, no, do it! And then, like, now, none of them have name tags.
Whoa, you have name tags! Alright!
No!
That's the guy you played for earlier this evening.
Bring it up.
Oh, what?
I got it. I don't want to see the shit then. I gotta hide it. Alright. We play for Lance Bass and Joey Fatone. Just jumping.
You're playing against the person.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. You want to play?
You want to play?
Yeah.
Okay. Bring it.
Come on. Get up here.
Bring it.
You guys share that microphone and knock that beer over. And, hi, what's your name?
I haven't known that. I just want to say, at your Death Loves Movies, I sat with Leonard Fulton's wife, and she told us to boo.
She told you to
boo? That's
what?
Why you were booing? You're not booing.
She told us to boo because when Leonard Fulton came out, she wanted us all to boo.
Which I did hear some booing, and I thought it was from something Sam Levine did. And I was like, no, why are they booing?
Leonard Fulton's wife told you to boo him when he came out, and you did. Because who could deny Leonard Maltin's wife?
She's adorable.
Yeah. The whole family was here. It was great. I mean, not the whole
family. I think there's other people in the family. The wife and the daughter were here.
All right. So we're going to play one round of Leonard Maltin game. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Winona.
Is that on that thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's supposed to be a name tag. Okay. You wrote it on there next to Lance Bass.
Favorite.
He's your favorite?
Okay. Wait, now that makes me think you have a favorite. Who's your favorite?
Is Justin Timberlake in the
same? Yeah. Safe answer.
Yeah, there's probably not a lot of people
that... It would have been J.C. Chazé, but that's his name.
Chazé?
Whatever. My favorite in voice only.
Okay, when no one gets to pick a category, would you like... This isn't the end. That's movies where a scene happens after the credits. Or would you like edible fundies? And that's movies that are comedies, but they have food in the title. Or would you like state your name and occupation? And that's movies where the title is a name and an occupation. There's a few of those.
This isn't the
Which
end.
Which one... A gentleman has requested this is the end category, or this isn't the end.
I don't want to be a dick, but since we have edible fundies.
Edible fundies, alright. You're not being a dick.
I mean, appropriate.
Yeah. This movie is from 2006. And don't yell out anything if you think you know it. This is just between Winona and Matt. 2006, 2.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie extremely offbeat. And he also says that the lead actor in the movie also co-produced it.
What was the year again, sir?
2006.
Okay.
And he says that the movie just doesn't gel as one might like. It doesn't gel. But 2.5 stars. And he names 8 cast members. How many names do you think you need to name it, Winona?
Seven.
I like that.
Pretty good opening bid. I'll go 5. Just say 5 names.
I'll go with 4. Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and say name that movie. Ooh.
Oh. All right. Now, first of all, just to take a little of the pressure off of you, you win no matter what. Yeah, because I'm ready to start the meet and greet. And your 4 names are Richard Montoya, P.
Peter Stormare, Lauro Sartrand, whatever that is, and a recent guest on Douglas Movies, Moises Arias, who was also featured on Hannah Montana.
That's all I know him from.
And well, he's in this movie that's out this summer called Kings of Summer. But what do you think the movie is? It's got food in the title. And it's a comedy.
Food fight? Is that a movie?
Food eat.
A hilarious movie, Food Eat. I think I forgot how scary and horrible food is.
Midnight, I'm drunk and
high. No, you're doing a great job. The rest of the names are Troy Gentile, Hector Jimenez, Ana de la Reguera, and then the lead actor in the movie is named Jack Black. And it's called
Nacho
Libre! Nacho Libre! But here, you win anyway.
Oh my god, you win!
Just eat a quarter of that, and there's walnuts in it. Yeah, thank you, Cindy, for bringing those edible fundies. And thank you, Matt Myra, for playing. And if I please don't.
I love the enthusiasm. You threw the music on. We'll take care of that in post, but thank you. And as always, who wants to give me a shithead to say?
The Comic-Con badge sales process.
Oh, I like it. As always, the Comic-Con badge sales process is a shithead. I just said you do not need to play it. I meant at all. Not that the timing was off. That I don't have never asked you to play it. Had enthusiasm for doing so, but I don't actually want that. But thank you.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves